I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, September 11. Coming up, Chinese state councillor makes one-day visit to Jamaica, Mount Salem to benefit from mobile justice services, and ICT steering committee established for education sector. The news in detail after the break.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Monday met with State Councillor of the People's Republic of China, His Excellency Yang Jiaqi, who was on a one-day visit to Jamaica. The state councillor's visit was aimed at enhancing the long-standing relationship between the two countries and discussing mutual areas of concern to strengthen the strategic partnership. Mr. Jiaqi, who is also director of China's Central Foreign Affairs Office and his 12-member delegation, also met with government ministers to discuss a range of bilateral, regional and multilateral issues, including Chinese investment projects in the country, the One Belt, One Road initiative, as well as climate change. The state councillor also paid a courtesy call on Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen. This year marks the 45th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Jamaica and the People's Republic of China. China is Jamaica's fourth largest trading partner, behind the United States of America, the United Kingdom, and Canada. The Mobile Justice Unit of the Legal Aid Council will be making two stops in Mount Salem, St. James during the month of September. The first stop will be on Wednesday, September 13, at the Mount Salem Community Center, and the second will be at Justice Fair at the Mount Salem Resource Center on Wednesday, September 27. The activities are geared towards providing the community with legal aid services and guidance on a range of civil and criminal matters. Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner, says the provision of legal services is a critical plank of the social intervention thrust in Mount Salem, which is currently a zone of special operations. Meanwhile, other locations to be visited by the Mobile Justice Unit this month include Gordon Pen and Homestead in St. Catherine, as well as Parade Gardens and Mountain View Avenue in Kingston. Some 700 persons have so far benefited from the service island-wide. The Mobile Justice Unit is supported by the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP3, administered through the Ministry of National Security. The Education, Youth and Information Ministry has established a steering committee to examine and develop an information and communications technology ICT plan for the education sector. Director of Regional Educational Services in the Ministry, Kasson Troop, says the plan will incorporate all levels of the education system. She says part of the plan will include restructuring of the training programs for teachers to ensure the inclusion of courses in ICT.
We are aware currently that some teachers are very fearful of using the technology, and the children are ready and anxious, and they are denied of that sometimes because of that fear. So we are looking at fixing that. Also, we are looking at examining all our schools to determine what is the basic set of technological equipment that they will need to operate. And then those that are at a particular level, we will add to that and to enrich what they have.
Mrs. Troop was speaking with JIS News during a recent function at the Pembroke Hall Primary School in St. Andrew to observe International Literacy Day 2017 under the theme, Literacy in a Digital World. And the Micah University College is set to formally apply for full university status with the submission of a draft bill by the end of September. Pro-Chancellor Professor Neville Ying says the institution has been readying itself to operate at the required university standard. This includes upgrading of teacher qualifications and full accreditation of all its degree programs by the University Council of Jamaica.
So while we're going through the legal process, which is, you know, to draft statutes and ordinances and a bill, we have to put those other things in place. Now, formally, we have to present all that to the Minister of Education in terms of a draft bill. The Ministry have to review it. Then it goes through the parliamentary process, you know.
Professor Ying was speaking with JIS News following the launch of the Micah University College Alumni Association MOSA Gold Medal Awards for 2017 recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.